All right, thank you.
Dr. Better, we'll talk to us about the performance of raised 3D or 3-thread, please, knitted fabric.
Okay, hello everybody. My name is Dr. Badra. I will talk about performance, the raised fleece knitted fabric with different weights and CC yarns. In general, knitted fabrics have considerable advantages over woven fabric, high elasticity, air permeability, high moisture absorption. Cellulose is a raw material with a wide variety of uses in producing region knitted fibers like viscose, lysol, bamboo. All region knitted fiber has the same chemical composition like milk and mass, degree of polymerization arrangement, and degree of crystallinity and orientation. We're talking about the tensile fiber. Tensile fiber, the generic term granted to this new fiber is lysol, and this has been found in 1992 under the RNA tensile. Tensile is 100% cellulosic fiber, produced from natural cellulosic derived from wood pulp. The source is eucalyptus and pine tree, using solvent thinning process, which is done to minimize environmental impact. The solvent is here is an amino oxide, and this is a chart just for knowing the manufacture and processing of the tensile fiber, starting from the wood until reaching to the fiber. There is two famous types of tensile fiber in the market, tensile STD and tensile LF. For the tensile STD on the left, this fiber can be fibrillated under wet mechanical action. On the right side, the tensile LF has risen to fibrillate, but is suitable for cleaned with cotton. And this is the standard detects and millimeter for the tensile standard STD and tensile LF. The fibrillation we talked before can get by three stages. First, with primary fibrillation on the left by wet mechanical action. And after that, we follow by enzyme cleaning to just clean the fiber on the surface. And finally, we make wet processing again to get the fibrillated touch. The physical structure of the tensile fiber is round cross-section, has high dry tenacity, can retain 85% of dry tenacity during wetting. High moodiness leads to low shrinkage, and this is very good to make good stability. Fibrillated, as we talked before, with wet processing, absorbent high and drab, wrinkle, and biodegradable. Application, many applications like here, hosiery, filters, medical dressings. Another thing we talk in my paper about the bamboo fibers. Bamboo fiber is unique, biodegradable textile material. The composition process does not cause any pollution in the environment. Extraction of the bamboo fiber can be by chemical or mechanical processing. Chemical with hydrolyzed alkalization, the crushed bamboo is cooked with the help of sodium hydroxide. For the mechanical, just we start with the raw from the bamboo tree, we get the cellulose bamboo tree, and until reaching to the natural bamboo fiber. The properties of bamboo fibers, the first is antibacterial, UV protection, good absorbability, and biodegradable and versatile, cool, flexible, soft. Application, best use due to antibacterial properties, we use it in towels and underwear. The physical general fiber properties of tensile and bamboo and cotton, we can see here the bamboo is the very defect of it is the low strength, and the higher the tensile has the higher strength than the bamboo. And we can see here from this table, the bamboo and tensile has a higher moisture absorption than the cotton, and also has more elongation than the cotton. It's just for knowing the properties. From our work here, the three-thread fleece fabrics have relatively high mass and thickness and are widely used in outdoor garments and active and sports wear. Sports wear should possess good liquid moisture transmission property. So our goal or our interest here is to develop an optimized sports wear in order to transport humidity sweat to the outer surface as fast as possible for making the skin feel dry. We have a case study from the industry, three fleece with different face and fleece fiber types. In this study, we produced nine fabrics with different face and fleece fabrics, face and fleece yarns with different material. The material here we use on these fabrics, Egyptian cotton 100%, tensile LF, tensile SD, bamboo 100%. The developed fabrics are taken to measure water availability, gain percent, air permeability, drying time, car difference, time of motion, and burst incident. And this is the properties of the Buchan-Katten Giza 88 for the length and strength and elevation. And this is the properties of the tensile and pump for the fiber length and fiber fineness. And these are properties for all variables used, including English 30 and English 20. And we can see here the higher strength of the tensile compared with the cutter, and the lower strength of the bamboo, and the higher elongation of the test and bamboo compared with the cutter. This is a machine, special machine, series release, and you can see here the loop length for the 3 yards used in the structural fabric. For the face yard, you can have a loop length different for the face yard, binding yard, and fleece yard. And this is the cam used for producing the fabric, and this is the structure of the fabric. We can see here the fabric is constituted from three different yards, face, fleece, and binding yard. We change the material of this yard to get different properties. And this is the flow chart of producing the fleece fabrics, starting with the netting machine, reversing until reaching the last one, the combating machine, to obtain the fabric. And this is just pictures for the palm squeezing machine, drying, and the resin machine. And this is the experiment for the 9 samples, explaining the difference of the face and the fleece yarn, different material. We keep the binding yarn, the same material, cotton, Egyptian cotton. All the samples were subject to repeated laundering process, 5 cycles, under commercial condition, then flat dry. The blood test, as we said before, water availability, gain, air availability, drying, color difference, immersion, bursting strength. And this specification of the fabric, including the coarse percentage, weight, fabric waste, thickness, millimeter. We use single factor analysis of variance to get the significant for all for the parameter on the all fabric performance. Here we can see from a single factor ANOVA the F value is more than F critical for all the properties. So the material, the difference between the material of the face and the fleece on the back can affect on all the properties. We have the question here, does changing of material for the face fleece yarn yield net fabric with different properties? Yes, it affects. And it affects also especially on the moisture properties. And this is our goal here. The following charts will clear better our results. First, if you see here the relation between the yarn material and the water availability, and I write here the fabric, the face, and the binding, and the fleece. Different material. Every time I change the material. If you see here the last 3 columns, including the regional surface fiber on the face and the back, we keep, as I said before, the binding yarn the same. For this chart, we can see here the fabric has regional surface fiber on the face and the back have more vulnerability. And this is due to the more hygroscopic and more absorbency of these fibers, which make the fiber to go through very fast. And also we can see here the cotton, Egyptian cotton, has the least one because the cotton just, if the fiber goes through, it makes swelling for the cotton. The swelling closes the pores of the structure of the fabric and make the water vapor to not permit very easily. This is picture just for the rigid fiber, for the face in the back. The vapor can go very fast due to the properties of these new fibers. The gain percent just the gain, the absorption of the water. If we see here for the same yarns, we can see here that we can divide this chart for 3 groups. The first group is the 3 columns representing the fabric consists of the face and the back of the fabric, rigid surface fiber. And the second group consists of the back of the fabric, consists of the cotton. And the third group, the back of the fabric produced from the regional surface fiber. We see here the first group consists of the regional fiber for the face of and the back of the fabric has the least gain percent. And this means that these groups have very absorbent property and very hygroscopic property, which make the fabric to absorb water very, very good and get rid of it very fast. And this is very good for the medical and sports wear and for the underwear. And you can see here the other groups contains more cotton, the gain percent will be less. For the air mobility properties, we can see here the action of the fibers make like the first curve as the water availability. But we can see here very important something here that the bamboo fibers has water more water, more gain percent than the tensile fiber, and this is, means this is due to the more hygroscopic property of the regional synthetic fiber. For the color difference, we can see here from this chart that the fabric produced from the fleece fabric with standard SCD on the face and tensile LF on the back has the more color difference. And this is due to the fibrillation process we said before. The fibrillation process under the mechanical action makes the, every single fiber to split to just more fibers, microfibers. Every fiber, each diameter from 1 to 4 microns, and this construction make a capillaries between these fibers for the dye stuff to be more uptake. So the fabric can be more absorption with use with this fiber type. If we compare these three columns, the fabric produced with bamboo in the face and the cotton on the back and the tensile on the face and the cotton on the back and the cotton face and the cotton on the back, we can see here the bamboo has more color difference. This more higher dye uptake. It is due to the voids contained on these fiber tiles makes the fabric to be more hygroscopic, more attractive of the dye stuff, so it can get color difference more. I'm sorry. For the last one, the bursting strength, we can see here the color bursting strength for the cotton fabrics for the face and the back for the fabric is more bursting strength than any other standard. This just for knowing. At the same time, if we compare the fabric used for tensile LF on the face and on the back also, and the fabric tensile LF on the face and the cotton on the back, we can see here this fabric has the more bursting strength. This due to the strength of the fiber is more, and also due to the harmony of the 2 yards, which make a gripping with the binding cotton yarn, which make contribution of the strength of the fabric and make it more resist to the bursting using the bursting stress. Also, we have many very important thing here that the standard SCD fabric SCD on the face and tensile LF on the back has the lowest bursting strength, and this is due to the separation effect give very big touch, but on the same time make a slippage with the binding yarn and make the fabric bursting low. If we compare the pampo on the face and pampo on the back with the pampo face cotton back tensile C face cotton back, tensile LF face, cotton back, we see here the bamboo have more percent strength. This is make a controversial than the other research we said. This is happened because of the serrated configuration of the bamboo fiber on the face yard and the back yard for this type, make a gripping with the binding cotton yard and this is make support the fabric more and give make the fabric to be more pressing strength. Conclusion: to get no sweat accumulation and the more comfortable feelings for sports wear, underwear, and medical wear, fleece fabric having regenerated yarns for face and fleece is recommended. The silicone fleece fabric having tensile yarn for the face and back of the fabric has less gain. The more amorphous regions constitute of their fibers. Material attract water molecules, therefore their yarns have the ability to absorb water and get rid of it very fast. This is very important property for the sports wheel ground. The important last thing here, to improve the durability of the weak pump yarn inside the intense fabric, 3-thread fleece structure is recommended. 3-thread fleece structure improves the durability of the weak pump yarn inside the fabric. Thank you.